Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cut's Corner, brought to you by Eyewash. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Hey, welcome back and welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. This is a place where we challenge limits, push for greatness, and develop athletes who thrive on and off the field. We built a program centered on discipline, self-belief, and relentless preparation. Each week, I try to bring you insights from my coaching journey, conversations with high performers, and lessons that drive winning habits. If you're serious about growth, whether as a player, coach, or a leader, you're in the right place. Let's get after it. This episode isn't just for athletes. It's for anyone chasing more. More impact. More consistency. More depth. Parents, teachers, CEOs, coaches, students. If you're trying to live with purpose and leave a mark, this is for you. Here's what I've been sitting with lately. What does your work say about you? No, not your title, not what people think you are. I'm talking about the habits, the choices, the details you leave behind, the real stuff. It's the off season right now. Our guys are gone. There's no schedule, but I'm still at the field, Kircher Municipal Field. Every other day I'm mowing, dragging the field, walking through the dugouts, picking up trash. There's no crowds. No recognition, and every time I do it, I think, this is my signature. What I leave behind matters, even if nobody sees it. I do. And if I can't sign my name to it with pride, I need to do it better. Earlier this week, I finished mowing, and I stepped into our home dugout. And I think our dugout, when we got there, was pretty small. And we've made it quite a bit bigger, but it's still not a huge dugout. And when I stepped into that dugout, I saw one water bottle that had gotten left behind on the wooden bench. Now that bottle, it's not a crisis, but it said something. It said, I'm done. It said, this part isn't my job. It said, someone else will clean it up. It's not about the bottle. It's about the mindset behind it. Whether you know it or not, that kind of decision signs your name to something. We think people know us by our big moments. Game-winning hits, promotions, speeches, post-engagements. But your signature, the thing that sticks, is almost never in the spotlight. It's how you prep before anyone else shows up. It's how you respond when plans change. And it's how you carry yourself when the crowd's gone. And that really applies to all of us. How do you show up when there's no finish line in sight? No deadline. No scoreboard. No recognition. That's who you are. And really, that's the part that matters. So I'll ask you, what are you signing your name to today? Not metaphorically. I mean, literally. Look at the things you're touching. Your calendar, your team, your family, your attitude. Do those things reflect your values? Would you be proud to put your name on them? If not, that's the work. There are days I feel alone in this, mowing a field no one's using, cleaning up after people who've moved on. And yeah, there are moments I think, why am I still doing this? But in reality, I already have the answer. It's because the standard doesn't take time off. This field, this program, it carries my name. And I don't need applause to take care of something I care about. If you want to lead anything, your family, a team, a company, you don't get to pick and choose when to be excellent. You either live it or you don't. Let me say this straight. You don't need the title to lead. You certainly don't need a microphone to influence. And you don't need a platform to make a difference. You lead through what you do when you think no one's paying attention. Because someone usually always is. It might be your daughter watching how you handle frustration. It might be a coworker who sees how you respond when plans fall apart. It might be a player picking up on how you treat the janitor versus how you treat the athletic director. And honestly, it might just be you watching your own behavior and deciding whether you're proud of it or not. That's the thread that runs through all of this. We get so caught up chasing results, chasing validation, chasing more, that we forget to honor the ordinary. And if you won't take care of the ordinary, you'll never be trusted with the extraordinary. And that's what this message is about. Not mowing grass or picking up a bottle. It's about living in a way where your values aren't part-time. It's about showing up for your life in the same way you expect others to show up for theirs. You want to make an impact? Start with what's in front of you. Do things right. And don't do them for the credit, but because that's who you are. When you do that kind of stuff consistently, people will notice. But more importantly than them noticing, you will notice. And that really changes everything. There's this one quote that anchors this whole message, and I'm sure most of you have heard it before. How you do anything is how you do everything. And that quote came from T. Harv Eker. He was an author, entrepreneur, and a motivational speaker. But that's not motivational fluff. That's real. Because you don't magically flip a switch when it matters. You default to your training. We talk about this in our program a lot. You fall to your standard. And you show up the way you've been showing up before. If you've built your signature into the boring stuff, the unnoticed, the unglamorous reps, then you're ready when the pressure hits. So here's what I'll leave you with today. Whatever's in front of you, treat it like it matters, even if no one sees it, even if it feels small, even if it's not your dream role just yet. Because your name is connected to every detail you touch. The way you show up when it's inconvenient, the effort you give when no one's clapping, the standard you hold when there's no scoreboard. That's what earns respect. That's what earns trust. And more than anything, that's what builds a real identity. You don't need to be loud. You don't need to be noticed. You just need to be consistent. Consistency is a superpower. Let your work speak for you. Because people may forget about what you say, but they won't forget about what effort you showed them. That's a wrap for today. Make winning in life your habit, not your goal. Excellence isn't an outcome, it's a daily standard. Our mission is to build athletes and teams that compete at the highest level, not just on game day, but in every aspect of their journey. Build the right habits, lead with intent, push yourself beyond the limits others set for you. And don't forget to cherish small moments. They pass by in a blink of an eye. Until next time, keep stacking bricks and go Stars.
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.